Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Life Hacks from the Buddha, How to Be Calm and Content in a Chaotic World, written and narrated by Dr. Tony Fernando. For my compassionate mother, my beautiful seven siblings, my caring partner, and the numerous Buddhist teachers and practitioners who taught me the Buddha's hacks. Prologue. There should be more to life. As a psychiatrist, I diagnose and treat mental illnesses such as depression, anxiety, psychosis, and addiction. As a sleep specialist, I identify and treat various sleep disorders such as insomnia, nightmares, sleepwalking, and sleep apnea. For me, as a doctor, focusing solely on identifying and treating medical problems is not enough. Many of my patients get relieved of their psychiatric or sleep symptoms, but their lives remain unhappy. I feel that part of my role as a doctor is to help my patients experience more meaningful and happier lives. Early in my career as an academic at the University of Auckland, I became interested in the psychological health of medical students. Most, if not all, of our medical students are accomplished academically. Many of them have also done well in sports or the arts, and most of them are amazing human beings. They are so amazing that if I applied for medical school now, I don't think I'd get in because the competition is so stiff. It surprised me, therefore, early on in my time as a teacher at medical school, when I became aware of how much misery and unhappiness there was among our students. Anxiety, depression, and substance abuse were rife. There was also an epidemic of perfectionism and pathologic levels of self-hatred. As a teacher, I wanted to offer more than just teaching them psychiatry, so I became interested in the research on positive psychology. Positive psychology is a scientific study of living meaningful lives and experiencing positive emotions. I started to attend conferences in New Zealand and overseas on the topic and met some of the great scientists in the field, including Professor Martin Seligman, the person who started this psychological revolution. As a positive psychology practitioner, I learned the power of developing gratitude through the use of a gratitude diary. I also learned to identify my strengths and move away from focusing on my weaknesses. Around the same time, I became acquainted with mindfulness meditation. This came about when some of my severely ill psychiatric patients learned how to regulate their destructive emotions through mindfulness courses. I realized that if my patients felt better in themselves through the practice of mindfulness, I should learn it too. I benefited from positive psychology and mindfulness practice. However, I still felt that there was something missing. There did not seem to be a coherent approach to what would help humans, like me, deal with unending stress, unease, and dissatisfaction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?